Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hawk, you were talking about outgoing messages that you leave on your phone.
Yeah.
And you guys were making fun of me because I have some woman that I basically, a voice that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this a while back when some kids got a hold of my phone number. And so they were prank calling me to see if it was really Tom.
Yeah.
And so I just put a voice message on there. It was like this woman, hey, this is Lucinda. I can't come to the phone. I'm not Tom. And just, it was silly. It wasn't intended to be clever or funny. It was just designed to get rid of these annoying kids.
Okay.
Okay. But a lot of people do funny or clever voice messages on there so that when someone calls them, they try to amuse their friends.
They were saying, like, they let their kids leave a voice message.
Which is not as amusing and cute as you think it is.
That's one of the top things that parents do.
Okay. Let me give you some better things. I was looking up on some of the things people do to amuse or impress their friends when they call, or just to generally have a cool outgoing message. And there's some funny lines. You can also go to a website that I will put up on our Hawk and Tom Facebook page that'll give you some more ideas.
Just to let you know, we hate the one where you pretend like you're there and you just say, hello, hello, hello.
Okay.
That's not good.
All right. This is something that will make people think again. You say, hey, if this is any of my friends, I'm sorry I haven't given you my new number. So here it is. You give out your number, which is the number they just called. You say, again, that new number is so that you can call me now. And more than likely, if they're not paying attention, they're going to call you back on that same number because they thought it was your new number.
And what's so funny is they'll write it down because we don't know people's numbers nowadays.
Exactly.
We just know, you know, you get there in your contact list, so they're reaching for a pen or whatever to write down.
And then they call and they're going to get the same thing.
How annoying.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah. It's tricks.
Here's a simple one. This one says, hey, thanks for calling. You've reached the number you most recently dialed.
Okay.
Right. Think about it.
Uh-huh. Give me a second, though.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. If you want money or to sell me something, I gave at the office, or I already have it, or I don't need it. If you're a friend trying to give me money, then leave a message, and I will try to get back to you. That's one of those kind of where they think it's clever, but it's not as clever as they think it is.
Okay.
All right.
Well, only share the clever ones.
Okay, I'll only do the clever ones from now on. Yeah. All right. Hey. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I have a secret to tell you. Leave a message, or you will have bad luck for 15 years.
Oh. That's good.
So that's not bad.
It's like one of those chain letters that you get on email.
Except for you started it because you called.
I like it.
Yeah. Hi, you've reached the Dyslexia Help Hotline. Please leave a massage. Get it instead of a message.
I knew Heidi liked that.
Yeah. I've got one just for Heidi here.
All right.
Hey, this is Heidi. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not me, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, I like that.
That one's pretty good there.
That was my favorite one so far.
All right. Hello, if you're hearing this, it means I'm probably trying to avoid you, so don't leave a message because nobody likes you.
Oh, no.
That one's a little harsh.
That's hateful. Yeah.
Okay, this one's better. Sorry, I could not come to the phone. I either did not want to talk to you or I'm busy right now, so I'll return your call when it's convenient for me. That's a little honest, basically. You're saying, hey, I just didn't feel like talking to you right now, but I'll call you whenever I do.
But that would hurt someone's feelings. I don't like that one.
I just like ignoring them when they don't know I'm ignoring them.
Hey, Heidi, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not me. Leave a message.
It doesn't work in person, Hawk.
Oh, sorry.
I see you.
Yeah. You are there, too.
All right. Hey, it's me. Call me back as soon as you can. I'm out right now, and I couldn't get to the phone, but I promise I will do anything I can to call you back. That makes it sound like you haven't maybe overcome some obstacles.
I have to really think on that.
Yeah, that one's not. Yeah. I won't do that one. Okay?
Yeah, don't make me think on your outgoing messages.
All right. Hey, if this is my mom and dad, I'm at church. If you're my math teacher, I'll give you my homework tomorrow. If you're that kid that stalks me, leave me alone. If you're that hot guy down the street, call me maybe. And if you're low life, don't bother leaving a message. Don't like that one.
I'd have to think, which one am I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not good then. This one I have not pre-read, so I'm just going to warn you right now. It looks funny, but it may not be. Hi, and thank you for calling the Star Stripe Mental Hospital. If you need to reach a patient, please press 1 and then say their name. If you're delusional, please have either you or your monkey press 2, and we will connect you to the mothership. If you have short-term memory loss and you don't know who we are or why you called, press 3 and we will remind you. If you're dying, that's not our problem and we can't do anything about it. If you want to sell us something, this number
is already hung up, Tom.
No longer valid. Yeah. I like that one.
I'm like, that's way too long.
All right, please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
I mean, you know, our attention span now is like 2 seconds. So make it quick.
The number you have reached is currently no longer in service.
I've already quit listening to this conversation, actually.
Kato hung up, too.
Well, he's going to miss out on some good ones then.
Hey, wrong number.
Best one, though. You want to hear a joke?
Okay.
Okay, there's this priest, and there is also a monkey, and they walk into a bar.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong joke. Wrong joke. Knock, knock.
Oh, here's a good one. Hold on. We're going to end on a good one.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hey, thanks for calling. You want to hear a funny story? My phone and I are playing hide and seek, and it's winning. I'll call you back as soon as I find it.
Okay.
Get it? They can't
phone.
Get to their phone
they've
because
lost
they've
it.
Lost it.
Hysterical.
That was a good one. Y'all are idiots.
Hey, hey, you know what? If we're going to end on a funny one, we'll be here all day, Tom. So let's just move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.